And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and well, tonight we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to have a wine from Spain. It's been a little while since I've done a Spanish wine. We're going to do one tonight, and I'm excited to try this because I hear it gets pretty decent reviews. So we'll give it a try. Looking forward to it tonight. And wow, I've got a jam-packed show tonight. Let me tell you what we're going to do. I've got my show notes. We're going to open, pour, taste, and review this wine. We're going to pair it with some foods that have been prepared by my lovely wife, Chi. And we're going to toast some national days. And there is one big day that's coming up to toast. We're going to toast that one as well. Also, I've got a dog food review video to show you that was done a few years ago by my son, Tom Antio. And it's kind of amusing. We've been getting a few comments on it lately, and we thought, it might be kind of fun to show this tonight. So we're going to show it tonight. Also, I'm going to give you a short tour of the website, Drink with Rick, show you kind of what's there. A little bit of a tour. And, we're going to have a few dad jokes tonight. Open chat. Now, that is the itinerary for tonight. Of course, if you're joining me for the first time or the 172nd time, because this is the 172nd episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes. Yes, I do. They're right here, and I just read from them. Told you the itinerary that I have planned. But as it goes on this show, often plans often go awry. And that's because this is a stream of consciousness kind of show, because this show isn't about me. I'm here to entertain you, and I have some things to entertain you with, but the show isn't about me. Now, the show is somewhat about the wine. The wine's a catalyst to bring everyone together. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, whatever they are. And I haven't had any libations yet. My throat's a little dry. Just kicking back and having a great time with each other. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We talk about things that bring people together, that don't take people apart. We've got enough of that going on in the world right now. Wine brings people together. So wine's the catalyst here. But we have the chats open tonight. And that's what I like to see. I like to see everybody coming together and just meeting old friends, meeting new friends, and just having a great time on a Saturday night. Just forgetting about the worries of the world for the night. And just taking the stress away and just relaxing and having a great time. I said that already, didn't I? All right. So this is what we have now. If you want to participate on the show, which you can, if you're in any of these venues, I've got this up here. You can watch live on Saturday Night Wine Stream. You can watch live and participate live because we do have a live chat going on each of these venues. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. The let's see, what else we have here? The Twitch channel, Twitch is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1, Drink with Rick and the number one. I'm not forgetting YouTube. No, the YouTube channel is Drink with Rick, or you can just type in, do a search for Drink with Rick. You'll find it, and you'll find all the videos there from the other 172 episodes that we've done. 171 episodes, I should say. This is the 172nd. We're making history right now as we speak. Of course, you can also watch on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick, and you can tweet me on Twitter. Hopefully, I'll see the tweets. I don't always see the tweets right away, but you can tweet me there, and I will respond in kind. Also, on Odyssey, is a Drink with Rick. Just go to Drink with Rick, do a search for that, and then search for tonight's episode, which is La Sangriente Grenache. And then you should be able to find the chat there, and you can chat with me live there as well. Now, we also have the show going live on our page here at drinkwithrick.com. As a matter of fact, I'll see if I can pull it up and show it to you. drinkwithrick.com, the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Oh, look at that. That's last week's episode. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Okay, let's see. Do we have one going tonight? Let's look at the live wine stream. It should be there. There it is. It's right there. So you can watch there. Now, I don't have a live chat going on there, but if you click on this this title here for this episode, for this post, is what I was trying to say, not podcast, but post, you can see a comment box. You should get a comment box down below. Type in your comments. I will respond in kind, although I won't respond right away because the show is going on live and I check them later, but I will read them and bring them up on the next episode. Also, you can subscribe. You look on the right sidebar. You can subscribe to the podcast because the podcast goes out on Monday nights. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, and it's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Android, and podcastindex.org, all these other venues, blueberry.com, Stitcher Radio, just all kinds of places. And let me pull up the other one. There we go. Can we pull up that one? Okay. You can subscribe on all these venues. Okay. There is a little blue button that says by email. For those of you watching the podcast or listening to the podcast later, I haven't had any wine yet, folks. You can click on, if you go to the Drink with Rick website, you can click on the little blue button there that says by email on the subscribe page. Put in your email address in the little box there and send it off to me, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick, the podcast, as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just for getting the podcast. You can unsubscribe at any time, of course, but please don't, because you'll miss the next episode. You can like and subscribe and all that other stuff and on these venues, but I don't really push that. So if you like it, you will. If you don't, you won't. It's okay. It's good. But in any case, I'm just glad you're here with me right now. Just having a great time. And let's see who we have in the chat before we get started here. And the chat's a little bit quiet tonight. It is a still kind of summertime on a Saturday night summer. And it's, I don't expect it to really, it's kind of in the summer doldrums right now. And it's back to school and all that kind of stuff. And it's Labor Day weekend, so I expect a lot of people are out traveling on Labor Day weekend. So I'm not expecting a huge crowd tonight. But if you're there, join in. And CM Sender's in the chat on Twitch. And CM Sender says, hi, Dan, and hi right back at you. It's great to see you here. I'm really glad you're here. I am. And I'm going to give you a shout-out here later on in the show. Just remind me. I have a tendency, my mind, I'm on that stream of consciousness thing, so sometimes I forget, but I will try to remember that. And let's see, it's checking Odyssey. It's kind of quiet there right now, but we are live everywhere, and we have folks watching on Twitch, and we have folks watching, I think we have some folks watching on YouTube, and let's see, Odyssey and all these places, so just jump in and say hi. Tell me how you're doing. Okay, so let's go on into the wine. This is the wine that we're going to be showing tonight. We're going to be reviewing. This is La Sonriente. La Sonriente. This is a 2020 wine. It's a it says Grenache. It's a Grenache. Grenache, the same thing. It's a Grenache from Spain. Spanish red wine. Let me show you the back of this. I'm going to read this to you. La Sonriente Grenache 2020, the best vineyards of the best vineyards of Calatayud are situated high on the hillsides, where, despite the poor gravelly soil, the vines produce the finest grapes possible in this arid and desolate region. Only the ripest clusters are chosen, thus producing a wine of considerable depth and finesse, including intense aromas of sweet cherries and dark plums. Calatayud, I think that's what it is, It's a Garnacha, red wine, product of Spain, and there is 14% alcohol by volume, ABV, in the 750-milliliter bottle of wine. Now, you know what, CM Center, before we go any farther, let me show you the front of it here. This is interesting. If you look at the front, I'm going to show it specifically to CM Center because this is one of those things that kind of caught me off guard. When you look at the label on the front, it's a drawing. It's just a line drawing. And I want to ask everyone who's in the chat right now, what do you see in that line drawing? I'll tell you what I saw. The first thing I saw. Now, I think what this line drawing is supposed to be, if I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to be, when you look at it closely, I don't have a zoom on this, but if you look at it closely, it looks like someone's face. Right. And then there's a little bird flying and apparently creating the drawing, the line that the bird has, the end of the line in its beak. Is that what you see, CM Center? You see that? Yes. CM Center says, I like the label, though. It's a face. CM Center says it's a face. Yes, it's a face. OK, now look at it again, because I kind of, maybe it was just me, but I saw something else. The first thing I saw in this drawing when I picked up this bottle was not a face. The first thing I saw was kind of a guy with a big belly standing there with his arm stretched out and kind of leaning back with it. Do you see that? I see it. It looks like somebody with kind of a big belly standing there facing the opposite direction of where this face is. The face is facing to the left. The guy with the big belly is facing to the right. Now, do you see any of that there? She's laughing. CM Center's laughing. Yeah, that's what I see. That's what I see in the photo. Anybody else see that? I see it could be two. It's one of those drawings. It could be either or, you know. I don't think it is. I don't think it's meant to be that way. But that's what I saw first. And then later on, after I looked at it really close and studied it for a while, I said, what is it? Oh, it's a face with a bird. But I still see the guy with the big stomach falling down, and a big foot. I don't know, just in a little tiny head with his arm stretched out. That's what I see. But that's just me. Okay. Back to the wine. All right, let me show you what we have to pair it with tonight. My lovely wife, Chi, has prepared a really nice little dish for us. She's really nice presentation, much better than mine. And we have, looks like we have the chicken. We have some grilled, actually this is a hibachi, I think. A chicken, and I believe this is a filet mignon. And we have the unexpected cheddar with parm. And, of course, the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda is back. We have it back, so it's right here. And because we went a week or two without it, but we have it back tonight. And a cookie. This is a gluten-free chocolate chip cookie that my wife made tonight. Just in time. She was down there baking while I was doing show prep, as usual. And she had it ready just in time for the show. So that's what we've got going on here tonight. Okay, so let me go ahead and get the wine ready to open so I can get my throat... My throat's so dry. Let's open this up with my foil cutter. There we go. And it says 2020. Look at that. It says 2020 on the... I don't know if you can see it right there. It says 2020. Yeah, there we go. 2020 on the top of the cork. All right. So we're going to go ahead and open this up with my mechanical corkscrew. Put in the mechanical corkscrew and... pop this thing right off. And it does that. That's exactly what happens. Let me set this aside for the time being. All right. And we have to aerate the wine. We have a trusty aerator. The wine aerator goes right in. And we don't have any displacements. So it looks like the wine is a tall neck. So there's plenty of area for the aerator to go in, and of course to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway Genuine Irish Crystal Glass from Ireland, imported from Ireland and given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. And I want to thank Danny and Charity for this lovely gift, which has seen a lot of use. All right, so we're pouring a little bit of this wine in here into the glass. Going to give it a nice swirl, really nice swirl. Give it a chance to open up. And then, of course, I have my trusty Drink with Rick coaster, the official Drink with Rick coaster for the Saturday Night Wine Stream, to place this on. And I will tell you how to get a pair of those for free towards the end of the show. I did say that I was going to do that last week, and we ran out of time, and I didn't get to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Stick around. I'll tell you how you can get a pair of these for free. All right, and while it's breathing, let me check the chats first one more time. Okay, still kind of quiet in the chats for the time being. And all right, we're set to go, right? We've got folks watching it in most of these places. We've got some tweets and we've got some notifications. We've got a lot of tweets going on here. What's going on? Oh, they're not for me. So let me go and continue on with the show. We're going to let it open up for a minute and breathe. While it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. I checked around a little bit. I'll tell you where I got the wine later. It's easy to tell. There are not too many places online that mention the wine. There are a few places, but most all of them mention Trader Joe's. And yes, that's where I picked up this bottle of wine. Now, I did check around, and it looks like Vivino gives it 3.8 stars, 546 ratings. But that's for, I think that's, I don't know if that's for the 2020 vintage or all the vintages combined. Wine Searcher has it listed four from one review. So somebody gave it a four-star review. And there's some few limited places to where I can find it listed on the web. There's this place called Kitchen, thekitchen.com with no E in it. It's KITCHN.com. Has it listed for, and they seem to give it a nice review. They say it's about $7 at Trader Joe's. And that's dated January 5th, 2022 by Diane McMartin. Okay, that's a review there. So $7 at the time that this individual wrote this review, it was $7 at Trader Joe's. And Bottle Values has it listed. This is bottlevalues.com. They have it listed for the 2020 vintage. They have it listed for $10.99. And they say elsewhere is $13.99. So I'll take their word for that. That's fine. And Vivino has it listed for $6.85. Now, Wine Searcher has it one site, one place, WineBid in Napa, California. WineBid has it for $15 a bottle. And it looks like it might be the 20. It might be an older vintage. Oh, it is an older vintage. Let me see if I can find I don't see a newer vintage listed here for that price. Okay, well, we'll just get rid of that one. That's not too many places have this. Well, I'll tell you what I got it. Where I got it from, Trader Joe's, and I have the receipt right here. Trader Joe's for the Lansanriente Garnacha. $6.99. I paid $6.99 at Trader Joe's, our local Trader Joe's here in Charlotte, North Carolina. $6.99. Now, the question is it every bit as good as the reviews I've seen online? And is it worth $6.99? $7 is what they've been saying. We shall find out. We're going to taste it now. So let me give it a little bit of a whiff. Yeah, and there's some cherry and some red fruit here. Cherry and a little bit of strawberry. And there's something else here. What is that? Maybe henna plum. Let me see. There's a lot going on in this wine. Yeah, there's cherry and some strawberry. And yeah, a hint of plum, just a hint. But it's a little bit oaky, and I'm getting just a hint of chocolate. Just a hint of chocolate. Let me see. Yeah, maybe just a little hint of chocolate, but it's some oak in there. It's some oak. This is a very bold wine. Now, this has a fairly dark complexion. It looks kind of like a heavier wine. It doesn't feel really heavy going in, but it is kind of bold. And on the back end, it has a very long finish on the back end. In fact, I'm getting just a little bit of hint of the alcohol on the back of my throat, but it is a very long finish, nice and warm finish to it, which is an indication, I think, of the alcohol on the back of the throat. So, it's kind of still a long finish. Still got it there. And this is a dry wine. Okay, this is a dry wine with, I don't know. I don't want to say there are tannins in this wine. Let me see. Some tannin in the wine, and it's medium tannin. It's not a lot. It's not real tannic, but they're there. And it's, I want to say it's kind of smooth. Going down, it's very smooth. I want to say smooth and silky. But it has a very long finish. And I want to say maybe you just had a pepper in here too. Yeah, the chocolate seems to have gone away, but I'm getting a little, it's a little bit peppery. A little bit peppery on this wine now as it's starting to open up. Now, as this wine opens up some more, it's no doubt I'll be tasting more into this wine. And some of those flavors might change a little bit. I don't know. But right now, it's pretty fruity. It's a pretty fruity wine. But it's not like chewy fruity. It's just, it's not, it's just, nice and fruity. It's kind of pleasant fruity. So it's not a bad wine. I would have expected it to taste younger than it does because of the 2020. But it actually tastes fairly refined. I would say refined. Is that the right word? Maybe matured. I guess it's been, it tastes pretty decent for a bottle of wine. So far, it's not bad. And I like a Grenache. Not all Grenaches, but there are Grenaches that I do like and that I have enjoyed. This might be one of them. We shall see as the evening wears on. Okay, so let me get back to the chat for just a minute. And a Twitch. And everything is a little bit quiet. I kind of figured that it's going to be kind of... The chat should be kind of slow or dead tonight just because. Now, we might get folks in later as the evening continues, but I'm not really sure because it is Labor Day weekend, and they're saying a lot of people are out and about on Labor Day weekend. They're going to be traveling. They're traveling now. And so I don't expect too many people to hang around tonight. But if you are hanging around, I'm glad you're here. And thanks. I appreciate you being here. And Yadagami Sama is in the chat on YouTube. Yadagami says, "Hello, Rick. How are you? Where did you buy that wine?" I'll tell you, well, I didn't mention it, but I'll tell you where I bought it. I bought it at Trader Joe's in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Trader Joe's not too far from where we are. And I paid $6.99 for this bottle. And I'll tell you what, because I thought it was a pretty good buy at $6.99, and I like a good Grenache, I saw the bottle sitting there, and I thought, you know, maybe I should get a second bottle just in case I like it. Now, if it doesn't like it, then I have a bottle I'm stuck with. But I didn't want to make the same mistake that I made last time with the Saltram. You might recall, I reviewed the Saltram, this S squared wine, or S2 or S squared wine. It was a Shiraz. I reviewed this a few weeks ago on the Wine Stream, and it was like $4 for this bottle of wine. It was a ridiculously low price at Trader Joe's. And I thought to myself the time that I was going to buy it, and I thought, well, this is such a good price that even if I don't like the wine, I'll just pick up a second bottle. I thought at the time that maybe I should pick up a whole case, not knowing the situation on it, but I didn't. I declined, and I just got two bottles. Then I reviewed it on the Wine Stream, and come to find out, it was a fabulous wine. I really, really enjoyed the wine quite a bit. And then what happened was, after that, I heard the backstory on this wine, because I went back to Trader Joe's, and I tried to buy more of it, and it was gone. And it comes to find out, they had Trader Joe's had purchased 30,000 cases of this from a deal that had gone wrong. Apparently, there was a deal, because this was a South African wine, I believe. Was it South Africa? Yeah, I think it was. I don't remember where it came from, actually. But the country where they were selling it had actually planned to sell it to China, and then the deal fell through. And so they got stuck with these 30,000 cases, and they had to sell it somewhere. So Trader Joe's came along and said, hey, we'll pick that up for you. We'll buy the 30,000 cases. And they got a really super good deal on it, and they sent some of these cases to all their stores all around that is distributed around. So there was only just a few cases of these that were distributed to all of their stores. And our store got a few cases of it. It turned out to be such a good wine. And apparently this is a wine that goes for normally about $25. It was like a $25 wine that they wound up selling for $4 at Trader Joe's. And I'm kicking myself now because I didn't buy a whole case of it. But, yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. Live and learn. So I thought this was another one of those, this wine that we're drinking tonight, which is the La Sonriente. I thought this might be another case of it because it, you know, of a good wine that was purchased at a great price by Trader Joe's. So I got a couple of them just in case. Now, I've got a question for you, Yadagami, since you're right there. I've got a question for you. When you're looking at this bottle, and I asked CM Sinner this too a little bit earlier, what do you see on the label? Now, I'll tell you, what do you see on the label? What does that look like on the label? It's a line drawing of something, but what does it look like to you? I'll show it again. It's okay. But it looks like a woman's face facing towards the left with a little bird holding the line at the end of the line drawing. But if you look at it real carefully, it kind of looks like a guy with a large belly facing to the right with big feet and a large belly and a small head and an outstretched arm. That's what it looked like to me. And that was the first thing I saw when I picked up that bottle. That was all I saw. And it wasn't until later that I looked at it and said, oh, that's a woman's face. It's not at all what I thought I saw. And Yadagami says, looks like a woman's face. Okay, so there you go. That's what it is, a woman's face. And I was completely, I don't know what I was thinking when I picked up that bottle and looked at it. It still looks like, I mean, I see the woman's face now, but it still looks like some guy actually it looks more like a duck with a beak That's I'll show it again here. It looks like a duck with a beak and a big belly, and then I don't know. I guess so. Rather than feet, maybe more like web feet or something. I don't know. That's just me. It could be the wine talking, but I think it's a little bit too early for that yet. Yadagami says, but also like a man with a long mustache and a hat. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't see that in there. A long mustache and a hat. Let me put that back up there. Well, you know what? You're right. I guess that top part kind of looks like a beak to me. It looks like it could be a hat. Maybe one of those hats with like a beanie cap hat with a propeller on the top or something. I don't know. With a big, long front cap. Well, yeah, you're right. It could be. Well, we're just seeing all kinds of, we're seeing all sorts of stuff in this label, aren't we? You know what? After half a bottle of this wine, it could be seeing all kinds of things that weren't there before. That's, you never know. Anyway, so we're going to do some tasting, and then Yadagami, if you missed it, we're going to do a little bit of tasting with the food, and then we're going to toast some national days. I've got a dog food review video to show, which is kind of a humorous dog food review, and a short tour of the website at drinkwithrick.com to show you what's there, and some dad jokes and some other fun, and anything else that you want to bring into the chat, just drop it all in. And, you know, we'll have a good time. Anyway, let's go to the tasting part of it. And this is what we have to taste tonight. And this, I'm going to start off with this because it's getting cold right now. This is, what is this again? I say it was the very beginning. I just lost my, lost track of what I was doing here. Okay, this is not prime rib. No, it is filet mignon. This is a filet mignon that we have for dinner tonight. It's leftovers. Everything we do here almost is leftovers. So I'm going to try a little bit of that. Oh, it is cold now. It's still good, though. All right. No, I can't have filet. Can't afford filet mignon every night. Not every other night. Not even every week. My wife just happened to find a good deal and took advantage of it. Okay. Not often that happens, actually. Good. Oh, yeah. Goes nicely with that filet mignon. It goes nicely with the steak. I'm not surprised because a Grenache will go well with a fair variety of foods. Steak. Poultry, it'll go good with lamb, some other other meats like that. I don't know if it'd go great with turkey, but it might. Yeah, poultry, turkey. I would say if it's chicken, like a baked chicken or something, go good with that. And it generally goes good with some grilled meats, beef and some cheeses. This is a wine that goes well with a wide variety of foods. All right, I'm going to clear the palate for a moment. I don't want to take a minute. That's too long. Okay, let's go back to camera 3 and let's try it with the chicken. This is a bocce chicken. We're going to try it with that. And prepared by my lovely wife, Chi. And this is also good. And it's also cold because it's been sitting up for about 30 minutes. All right. Tasty chicken. Did a fine job on this, Chi. Not bad with the chicken, although with the chicken, the alcohol comes out a little bit more. It's a little bit more pronounced in this wine with the chicken. I'm not sure why that is. It's just the way it works. There's an oakiness to this wine that seems to blend okay with this chicken, but it does tend to bring out the taste of the alcohol a little bit, which is which I didn't really expect. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I guess it depends on whether you like to taste the alcohol in your wine or not. I'm one person who doesn't like to taste the alcohol, and I like the alcohol to be there, but to really taste the flavors of the wine, that was interesting. But then again, it might just be me. And it often is. Okay, I clear the palate again. We're going to go back to camera three, and let's try it with the... Oh, yes. Let's try it with the unexpected cheddar. Is this the unexpected cheddar with Parm? It is. Unexpected cheddar with Parm. It has cheddar and Parmesan cheese. It is a harder cheese. I think it's more of a medium cheddar. It's not really sharp cheddar, medium cheddar. But the Parmesan kind of makes it seem a little sharper than it is. I'm going to try that. Oh, wow. I like that. That's a nice combination, especially with the Parmesan in there. Yeah, I like that very much. It's a good pairing right there. I'm going to clear the palate one more time. And this time, let's go back to camera three, and let's taste it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Never had a miss with this. Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. As creamy as ever. Let's see if it adds creaminess to this wine. Because this is a fairly smooth wine, actually. Smooth wine, nice and creamy. Now, this is a dry wine. There's something interesting that I just noted in this Gouda. Mixed with this wine, it adds a sweetness to the cheese that I did not expect. So the Gouda, the wine, it added a bit of sweetness to both. This is not a sweet wine, but it kind of gave it a little bit of a sweet tinge to it. Going down. So that was interesting. Did not expect that. But it was very good. It was very good. I like that. It's a good pairing. And I like it. So far, the wine is working for me. I think it's pretty good. Let's go back to the chats just a moment and see how everyone else is doing. And Yadagami, what are you drinking tonight? Drinking anything special? Anything, any ciders or anything like that tonight that you're trying out? And CM Center, I know what you're doing. We have, once again, we have folks watching on Twitch, and feel free to join in the chat and say hi. We're going to toast some national days, and of course, we've got a specific national day to toast that we want to acknowledge, even though it's not tonight. It's going to be on a Monday. Who else in the U.S. got a 3-day weekend out of this besides my wife and my son and myself? Nice. It's always nice to have one of those, isn't it? All right. So what's on the agenda? Oh, yes. National days. Let's toast some national days, shall we? All right. I'm going to pull up the national days for today. It's September 3rd for another hour and 10 minutes. September 3rd, 2022. Let's cue the wave. By the way, this is courtesy of CM Cinder. She did the animation for this. She can do it for your show or stream too. She does graphics and animation and artwork, and you can visit her site at tiasavoya.art, tiasavoya.art or tiasavoya.com. And there is a form there, a commission. You can do a commission, and she'll do a commission for you. And she does all the graphics for Drink with Rick. She's done graphics for several of our podcasts and streams and things like that. Okay, so I've got that queued up, and let's go in with the national days. September 3rd is National Cinema Day. Yes, it's National Cinema Day. That's where we celebrate the cinema. as in films, as in movies, the silver screen. I like the cinema. I grew up with that. That was when I was a kid. From the time that I was really little, I wanted to be a filmmaker. And that's why you've seen a number of my Super 8 films during the course of this show that we've put out. And there are more. There are more to come. I have, tens of thousands of feet of Super 8 and Standard 8 millimeter and a little bit of 16 millimeter film down there that some of it has been transferred over already and it's waiting for me to finish to get ready to show to you. Others have not been transferred yet, but are in the process of being sent out to get transferred and restored. And hopefully I'll have one to show next week. I hope so. I'm working on that. I keep saying that every week, but stuff keeps getting in the way. So hopefully I'll have one next week to show you, and I think you'll enjoy it. I have a couple of them that are almost ready to go. I've got a couple. One's called Jim and Eric. The other one is called The Fan. That one's a horror film. more of a comedy horror film. More of a horror comedy. It's really just a comedy. And we've got a few others. Got a few others coming. Anyway, that's coming up. Anyway, where were we? National Cinema Day. I will toast that. I will drink to that. Here's the National Cinema Day. By the way, feel free to toast me. That's what we're doing here. We're toasting together. We're all toasting together. So everyone get your glasses together. Whatever you're drinking, you don't have to drink wine. You can drink beer. You can drink tequila. You can drink cider or soda. I was trying to say, I mixed my two words together there. Cider or soda, not Cido, soda. Anyway, you can drink whatever you want. You can drink juice, you can drink water, it's fine. As long as it's legal to drink, and you're legal to drink it, that's fine. And toast along with me. CM Cinder says, I had cookies. How were they? Were they really good? I haven't had this one yet. Were they good? Did you like them? They're good cookies. Yadagami says, drinking with my fiance some tequila Centenario mixed with grapefruit soda. Oh, wow. Grapefruit soda. Well, I haven't tried that before. Soda or cider? I know I've seen a grapefruit cider around, I think, but soda, that's interesting. Well, I'd like to know more about that. So you're drinking with your fiance some tequila Centenario mixed with grapefruit soda. Well, I'll drink to that. Here's to you and your fiance and to tequila with grapefruit soda. Yeah, Yadagami says it's soda. It's soda. That's fine. Where do they sell grapefruit soda? I know I've seen some specialty sodas at Total Wine, some places like that, but grapefruit soda, that's interesting. I have to try it. I like grapefruit, by the way. I used to eat it a lot, and it's been a while since I've had some grapefruit, but I do like grapefruit. And Yanagami is enjoying the night. Well, I'm glad we're enjoying it all together. And anyway, back to the national days. Okay, it was National Cinema Day. It's also National Welsh Rarebit Day, which I believe is rabbit, right? National Welsh Rarebit. I don't eat rabbits. But you can toast to that. That's fine. It's also U.S. Bowling League Day. Today is U.S. Bowling League Day. You know, I've watched a little bowling on TV when I was younger. I didn't really participate that much in bowling. I didn't have didn't belong to a league. I had the opportunity to join a league, but I just never did. I always thought of myself as a terrible bowler. I think everybody else thought of the same. I bowled a bit. You get lucky on the first strike, you know, the lucky first or second strike, and then it just all goes downhill from there, at least for me. Anyway, I've done my share of gutter balls. Anyway, I'll have to say I'm not the world's best bowler. I don't think I'm the world's worst, but not great at it. but I don't practice that much. Here's the U.S. Bowling League Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Tailgating Day. The first Saturday in September is National Tailgating Day. I will drink to that. Nothing like a good tailgating party, right? Especially the game. National Tailgating Day. I've seen, you know, when you see a lot of tailgaters, tailgating parties and stuff are at races, like NASCAR races and such. That's always kind of fun. It's also, today is also World Beard Day. The first Saturday in September is World Beard Day. Oh, man, I was totally unprepared for that. I'll tell you why. It's because I've got pictures of me back when I had a beard. Yes, you won't believe this, but I once had a beard. I once had full growth. And as a matter of fact, when I worked at WOFL, Channel 35 in Orlando, way back in the day, I had a full beard. And there's a little story about that. Do I have time for stories? Probably not, but I'm going to tell this one. So when I worked at Disney, back in the day, when I started off working at Disney, right out when I was still going to high school, I started working at Disney World, Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And when I left high school and I continued working at Disney for a number of years, for 9 years I was there, and the thing about Disney is they didn't allow you to have any facial hair. I mean, the only person who was allowed to have facial hair was Walt Disney himself. You know, he had a mustache. And any of the street performers, any of the performers there that you kind of had to have it as part of your shtick, you know, whatever your performance. So, other than that, nobody else could have any facial hair. And you had to keep your hair cut short, nice clean cut, that sort of thing. And when I was at Disney, I wanted to have a beard, but I couldn't do it. So when I started working at WFL at Channel 35, and later on, as soon as I quit Disney, the moment I quit Disney, I started growing facial hair. And it was just, growing all this facial hair. And I tried to keep it trimmed for the most part to make it look nice. But I would go through periods where I would just let it grow out. And I kind of had a little bit of a nickname at some points at the TV station because we showed a lot of TV shows there. And one of the shows I think we were running at one time was Grizzly Adams, The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams. You know, the guy, the backwoodsman, the mountain man, whose best friend was Ben the Bear. And he had this big, you know, big bushy beard and mustache. And so I kind of had the nickname of Grizzly Adams for a little while. Then I met my wife, my lovely wife, Chi, and she did not like facial hair. And she basically asked me to shave it all off, and I did, and that's kind of, I've been kind of clean shaven most of the time ever since. I have a day or two every so often where I let it grow a little bit, but my wife doesn't let me get away with it too long, if you know what I mean. Here's the World Beard Day, first Saturday in September. I will drink to that. Sunday, September 4th, National Pastor Spouses Day. It's also National Macadamia Nut Day. I like macadamia nuts in really small quantities. It's also National Newspaper Carrier Day. I used to carry newspapers. I carried them to the street to when I was throwing them out, but to the curb. When it was time to throw them. Well, no, I did that too. But when I was a kid, I used to deliver newspapers. So National Newspaper Carrier Day, I'll drink to that. I was one of those kids who had the newspaper bag with the newspapers tucked into it and rode my bike around and delivered the newspapers. Yeah, that's dating me quite a bit. Back when there were newspapers to be delivered by newspaper, I think you call them just newsboys or newspaper delivery boys. I know it sounds sexist, but it was mostly something that the guys did. I don't know of too many girls that did that back in the day. That was another time. It was another time. National Spice Blend Day. That's where you're blending spices together. If you're doing a lot of cooking, as my lovely wife, she does, National Spice Blend Day is a good day to toast, and I will drink to that. There are spices in these meats here that she prepared. She marinated them a little bit before she stir-fried them. It's also National Wildlife Day. I will drink to National Wildlife Day. I will drink to that. Okay, we have one more day to toast. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I don't know what camera I'm on anymore. Let me see. Okay, let me see if I can find a decent background for this one. I don't have it. Well, yeah, I do. I have one. Okay, hold on a second. I have one. Let's pull up the fireworks. Whoops, that's the wrong one. That's the blue wave. All right, let's go back to this. I pulled up the wrong one, didn't I? Nope, I did. Okay, now we're to fireworks. Here's fireworks. All right, now this is for Labor Day, Monday, September, is it 5th? Yeah. Monday, September 5th, 2022 is Labor Day. We kind of take a day off from our labors. Here's to Labor Day. I will drink to that. Let's all drink together to Labor Day. You know what? I'll toast it again. Because it's Labor Day. Well, it's going to be Labor Day. And Monday, another couple of days. This is Labor Day weekend, so I'm going to toast Labor Day again. Happy Labor Day, everyone. To Labor Day. And with that, that does it for the national days. I think that does it for the national days. This is what we're drinking once again. This is the La Sonriente. It is a 2020 Garnacha, or Grenache, as we call it here in the States. This is a red wine from Spain, and so far I'm really liking this one. It's pretty good. I mean, it's kind of bold, but it's not too bold. And I like this wine. I like this wine a lot. And it's gone pretty well with everything we try with. I'll have a final review at the end of the show. But until then, we have a lot to do on the show tonight. So on with the show. I will save the cookie for later too. Yadagami says kind of like Sprite, but a bit more. Okay, so we're talking about the grapefruit soda. The grapefruit soda is kind of like Sprite, but a bit more sour. And Sprite is lemon lime, which is citrus. The grapefruit is citrusy, but a bit more sour. I like sour. In the right, you know, in the right venues, the right quality. Like I don't like certain foods that are sour, but there are candies. I love sour candies. But there are certain other flavors that I enjoy that are sour. You know, and some fruits fall into that category. Grapefruit is one of them. Yeah, Yanagami says, thank you. Enjoy the long weekend. Happy Labor Day to you, too. And once again, happy Labor Day weekend. All right. I will drink to that again. Let's see what else is going on Twitch. And CM Cinder says, yeah, so she had the cookies and she enjoyed the cookies. We're going to try one of these before at the end of the show. If someone reminds me to do that, we can do that. Anyway, on with the show. We have more fun to be had. Let me check just to make sure. Okay, we're good there. Anything going on? I don't want to miss anybody here. That's all. All right, checking all the chats here. Everything looks good. All right, on with the show. Okay, so what we have here coming up, the national days, I have a video to show you. Now, this is one that was done in 2016. As you may know, my son Tommy Antio, Tommy and I have another website. We were doing a podcast for a while called The Free Stuff Show, where we look for deals and we talk about, obtaining free stuff, freebies. And we would look for deals and coupon deals and freebie deals and things like that. On our show. Now, we did a number of videos, and one of the things that we did was we would have companies send us items, samples, free samples, and we would review them in exchange. You know, we'd get the free samples in exchange for an honest review, and that's what we did in a number of cases. One of the others I showed a little while back was one we did for rice cakes, which was very... It was a lot of people thought it was very funny. We did one for this one for a dog food for Tommy's dog, and I'm going to play it right now. This is a little bit amusing too, but in light of the fact that I wanted to have a film to show you tonight, but in light of the fact that I didn't have that, I figured, hey, well, I've got this video, and we've been receiving, interestingly enough, we've been receiving a few comments recently on the video. It's been up for a while, and all of a sudden we're receiving a couple more comments on it, and people seem to really like the video. So I said, well, why not share it with everyone on the live stream tonight? So this is what I'm going to share with you for a few minutes. It's not that long, but this is a review of Bill Jack dog food. Hi, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy from the Free Stuff Show podcast.
And this is Bill Jack Super Premium Dog Food.
Recently, we received a coupon for one free bag from Bill Jack for an evaluation. And today, we're going to give it our honest review.
Bill Jack has been around since 1947 and is known for its line of premium dog food. This bag of Bill Jack retails for about $18, and it's a medium-sized bag, which gives us an ample supply for a fair evaluation.
Of course, it's dog food, so we're not going to try it for ourselves. To put it to the test, we gave Bill Jack to my dog, Cosmo.
Cosmo's a rather picky eater. He will try just about anything once, but he really prefers to have whatever we are eating.
We're talking about table scraps.
Not that there is really anything wrong with that, because that's what dogs were eating before dog food was invented. Did you know, according to the Pet Food Institute, the first dog biscuit was invented in 1860?
That's a treat.
Which tells you what an amazing invention of marketing dog food really is. But that's another story.
Anyway, back to the Bill Jack. The first time my dog tried it, he really went for it. He definitely liked the change in diet. During the last few weeks, he's had almost an entire bag. So far, he seems to like it. So whenever Cosmo sees us pull out the bag, he knows that it's dinner time. Look at him go.
Since Cosmo is a cockapoo, he falls under the small adult dog category. So what he is eating is the Bill Jack for small breed adult with chicken, oatmeal, and yams, which gets us to the real substance of this review. What's in this stuff?
It says chicken.
Yes, 5 pounds of chicken used to make the 6-pound bag, printed right there on the front of the bag.
Chicken, chicken byproducts, cornmeal, chicken byproduct meal, oatmeal, dried beet pulp, whole yams, and brewer's dried yeast, among other things. Chicken byproduct meal?
You know, organs, bones, whatever is left over from the chicken, I guess.
Is that really good for my dog?
I don't know, but it's still leftovers, and for $18 a bag. In summary, Bill Jack is a well-established company, and this product is labeled as a super premium dog food full of chicken, but it's basically made of leftovers, which is what we would all be feeding our dogs anyway if dog food had never been invented. Cosmo likes it, and when it comes to dog food, he's a picky eater, but he also likes leftovers in general, and he loves chicken. So I don't know if he likes this dog food because it's Bill Jack or because he thinks it tastes like chicken.
But he likes it, and that's good enough for me.
So there you go. This has been a review of Bill Jack Super Premium Dog Food.
Once again, we'd like to thank Bill Jack for sending us coupons for not one, but two free 6-pound bags to review. You can access this and other reviews at our website at thefreestuffshow.com.
You can also subscribe to our podcast at thefreestuffshow.com or at iTunes, Blueberry.com, or Stitcher Radio. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
Thanks for watching. And that is the Bill Jack dog food review. I had another video, audio from another video mixed in underneath that for just a moment. I forgot to turn that other one off when I was starting to roll this thing. So if you heard it double up a little bit, that's why. Because I had another video rolling there. Anyway, so that's it. And I was looking at, the chats here. I was watching the chats here. Yadagami says, looking very professional there, Rick. You look quite different, too. Well, thanks. Appreciate that. I look different, I hope, in a good way. No, I did look a little different. I was a little younger then, just a little bit younger. And so is my son. You're both a little bit older now. He's matured. I've really gotten older. I'll just leave it there. But thanks, appreciate it. And let's see. And Tom Antio's in the chat on Twitch, and Tom Antio says, "How's the wine?" And it's pretty good so far. Pretty good. And let's see. And Brass Captain Crunch One is in the chat. And how you doing tonight? It's good to see you in the chat. And tell us how you're doing and what you're drinking or what you'd like to be drinking or like to see me drinking. If I can afford a bottle of it, you can make recommendations, by the way. If I can afford a bottle of it and I can find it, I'll see if I can get a bottle and give it a fair and honest review. You know, there's one thing here, too, is that I still have a request to try 2019 Altos Las Hormigas wine, and I have not found that yet. I'm still looking for it, and I'm still checking around, but if I find it, I'll see if I can buy it. As long as it's not a $40 bottle of wine or something, I think that would... if it's a $40 bottle of wine, I have a budget. I have to stick to my budget. So anyway, that was the Bill Jack review. What else we got going here? Oh, yeah, I could tell a few dad jokes. Oh, before we do that, I'm going to take you on a short tour of the website, drinkwithrick.com. Let me go ahead and do that now. Let me clear that up. Now, if you're not familiar with Drink with Rick, drinkwithrick.com, that is the home base for the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I'm going to go ahead and put that up, and I'm going to show you a few things we have there on the site. As you can see, this is on the home page. You've got the feed there, and of course you're actually seeing the very episode that we are streaming live right now on the website. Okay, you can see that. And if you go to the Saturday Night Wine Stream link, you'll see a list of all the episodes there. The podcast, you can see all the episodes of the podcast. And you can play them live on the site, and of course the subscribe the where you can subscribe to the podcast or buy me a coffee if you want to. The blog, we have the blog. I haven't updated the blog lately, as you can see. You have the wine reviews. This is something that I've been working on. This was a suggestion from my good friend Ed Anthony. He suggested that I put up my previous reviews, and so I've been working on this. It's a working in progress, and so far I have about, 40 of these wines, 40-some-odd of these wines up here, but I give them a brief review with a rating, five-star rating, and you can see what I think of them all, including the prices at the time that I purchased the wines and photos of the wines. And I've got some of this up. I've got 172 of these things to put up there now. And I don't have them all up there. And of course, I have a contact page where you can contact me about anything you want. Pretty much leave your comments. You have a question, a comment, a wine recommendation. If you want me to review a wine that you have, you want to be a sponsor, any of those items. I have some Rick's Picks. My Rick's Picks page are a lot of the things that I listen to, a lot of the podcasts, my favorite podcasts that you might want to check out that I listen to. I have a reading room that I'm working on that includes some of the books that I've reviewed in the past and some that I've received in the past as gifts and for review. And some of the wine products, some of that is in there. Also, there's an About Me page. If you want to know more about me, if you don't know that much about me already from the show, there is a brief bio on me and my history, and I'll tell you a little bit about me. Now, this, of course, once again, the wine stream. You can watch the wine stream live here, like this one. And, oh, yeah, look at what we have here. Mm-hmm. This was last week's episode. Now, last week, I went on a little bit of a rant because I've been having an issue with Facebook. Most of these feeds I post up here are Facebook feeds. And as you can tell, this particular one from last week and one from a couple of weeks before, I think I've replaced some of these with YouTube versions. But a number of these are unavailable. It says unavailable. This video can't be embedded because it may contain content owned by someone else, like me. Well, this comes across because there's currently an issue going on with Facebook with the opening and closing music to the show. And what's happening... that was wrong. No, we're not applauding Facebook, okay? I'm getting a little bit fed up with Facebook. So last week I mentioned that we're having an issue with the opening and closing music being muted on Facebook. And after the show is done, I will get a notification that says that they've muted the audio in certain countries, including apparently in the U.S., because they don't have the rights. Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, doesn't have the rights to basically... redistribute the music with this show. What that means really in a nutshell is that Meta is basically saying, you don't have the rights, meaning me, I don't have the rights to play that music, which I do, because I purchased a license from Kevin MacLeod. Now, I tried to resolve this with Facebook, and they're not easy to deal with. There's really not much of a recourse to dispute these things. And they make it very difficult. And I contacted Kevin MacLeod, the composer, and I explained the situation to him. And he says, you know what? He says, there is a big issue with this, that for some reason, and he doesn't understand why, he says that Facebook is really doing this now to a lot of his music. And he really doesn't know, and he's tried to get in touch with these people. He's trying to reach out to Facebook to get it resolved, and he can't reach anybody there. They won't talk to him, apparently. So he's saying, you know, just, you know, if you have any other instances of it, let me know. And if you know of a way where I can get in touch with them in a back channel to let me know, you know, that's basically what he's telling me. If there's another way to get in touch with Facebook, to let him know, and because he's had no luck, he's had no luck doing this. And apparently, Facebook is just not these are not easy people to deal with when it comes to things like this. So, once again, if you're having issues where you can't see my feed or my feed goes down suddenly or something from Facebook, this is likely what's happening and why it's happening. And there's not much I can do about it. I've tried. Facebook has been the most they did was they sent me a cut and paste automated reply to my inquiries and basically just telling me to go to their, refer to their rules page. And that's it. They're basically, they're very unhelpful. Facebook has been totally unhelpful in this. So, and actually, stuff like this that's happening on my website now, I think Facebook is just being stupid. But that's my rant for tonight. Once again, if you see that happening, it's not me, it's them. We're trying to get it resolved, but they're not helping. So, there you go. Unfortunately, that's the way things are at the moment with Facebook. If I didn't have a third of my audience on Facebook, I probably would have dumped them a long time ago. But it is what it is, I guess. I hate that term, don't you? Everybody says it's so overused. It is what it is. What else we got going on here? Dad jokes. Let's tell a few dad jokes. Okay, we got time for a few dad jokes. Why not? Let's tell a couple. All right. Do we have time for a few? I think we have. Yeah, we have just enough time for a few dad jokes. Let me pull up some dad jokes. All right. What's blue and not very heavy? Light blue. I think I told that one last week. Yep. All right. Let me find some that I didn't read. No, I'm not gonna read that one. What did the big flower say to the tiny flower? Hey there, bud. I don't know. No, I don't like it. Not. Okay. What do you call a mom who turns into a dad? Transparent. Whoever stole my depression medication, I hope you're happy. Some of these I can't read a little bit, and they're not safe. The world tongue twister champion just got arrested. I hear they're going to give him a really tough sentence. Do I have one for that? What do you call a zombie who cooks stir fries? Dead man walking. Dead man walking. That one's kind of funny. Which cat is the least loyal? A cheetah. I think I've heard that one before. How does the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it. I don't know if that was a good one or not. I don't know. To the person who stole my place in the queue, I'm after you now. I'm after you now. I don't know. Do I have one for that? No. So what if I don't know what apocalypse means? It's not the end of the world. Let's see. I have some of these. Did you hear about the crustacean accused of promoting his own shellfish interests? Did you hear the one about the bankrupt poet who owed everyone? O-D-E. Did you hear about the one about the shepherd who drove his sheep through town and was given a ticket for making an U-turn? E-W-E-turn. Some of those you have to read to really get them. Did you hear about the cat who ate a ball of yarn? She had mittens. Yeah, I heard about that one. Did you hear the one about the claustrophobic astronaut? He just wanted a little more space. I think that does it with the dad jokes. Oof. Some of these are pretty bad tonight. See if we can find some better ones for next week. Wait a minute. There's one more here. Ah. A brain walks into a bar and takes a seat. I'd like some wings and a pint of beer, please, he says. Sorry, but I can't serve you, the bartender replies. You're out of your head. I'll go with that one. All right. I guess that'll do it for tonight. Look, send in your best or worst dad jokes to me. If I read them on the air, you could win a pair of Drink with Rick coasters or maybe something else, something even better than that. What's better than that? By the way, what is better than a pair of Drink with Rick coasters, huh? I'll tell you, not much. I'll tell you how you can get some right now. I'm doing all this manually. I'll show you how you can get a pair of Drink with Rick coasters. Whoops, that's not how you get a pair of Drink with Rick coasters. I'm hitting the wrong buttons. Okay, where am I? I think on camera 3. There we go. See, this is all impromptu. This is live, folks. This is like live TV. The mistakes are made, and they are there forever. All right, this is how you get a couple of Drink with Rick coasters. And the way you do it is to you. And I'm going to explain this here. It's very, very simple. Very simple. All you have to do, I'm back on camera 3 here, is you go to, this is how you do it. You're going to have 2 free Drink with Rick coasters, and this is while supplies last. There are plenty of them around right now. I'm going through them pretty quick, so if you want yours, go ahead and order them now. I think I got enough for September. I don't know if I'll have enough after that, but if you want to do that, let me explain how this works. There's a limit of 2 per person. 2 free ones, 2 per person. It's in the continental U.S. only. What you need to do is you need to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Mail it to me. And then send it to this address. Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, that's REA Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. I'll read that again. Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, REA Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Now, if you do that, I will send you a pair of Drink with Rick coasters. And this is how you do it. You know, it's just as simple as that. You just put like this, you know, put your name and address on here, put a stamp on it up here. And when I get this, I'll send it back to you like this. 2 Drink with Rick coasters in there, and you're good to go. And that's as simple as that. So, you can do that. I would say you don't want to wait too long if you want a pair because I go through these pretty quick. And I do order more, but sometimes it takes, it's usually a 2 or 3 week turnaround. They're usually pretty quick about it, but two week turnaround or so before I get more in. So there's that delay. Anyway, what else have I got here? I think that's just about it, right? I'm going to have a final review of one. Oh, we're going to taste the cookie. We're going to taste this with the cookie. So I've got this cookie here. I got this cookie, and it is a chocolate chip cookie. Let me clear this off here so I can. Whoops, that's the wrong thing. There we go. And we're gonna give it a try. We're gonna taste it with the wine. I don't have a producer. I'm doing all my own switching, so it's a little cumbersome sometimes. Gonna taste it with this cookie. Part of this cookie. Wow, that's a tasty cookie. And I'm going to try it out with this wine. Good. Wow. I'm never really prepared for that sugar rush, but this one was a little different. Really, really got the saliva flowing because the cookie It's a little on the spicy side, or at least the wine made the cookie spicy. And it was good, but it really made everything just kind of spicy and chewy a little bit. I don't mean chewy in the sense that it's chewy, but it kind of like brought, you know, made things salivate a little bit and just really, wow. It was good, though. It was good. And the chocolate added to it. The chocolate added to the wine quite a bit. All right, so I guess that pretty much does it for the show tonight. We're going to probably close it up here in a few minutes, but I do want to give you a final review of the wine. And it looks like things kind of cut off here a little bit on Facebook. Facebook, I guess as soon as I started ranting about Facebook, they decided, hey, we're not going to support this guy. And things are kind of hanging up there on Facebook a bit. I don't know. We're okay everywhere else, though. All right, so final review of the wine. So this is what we're drinking. This is what we've been drinking tonight. La Sonriente 2020 Grenache. It's a wine from Spain, Spanish red wine. And so far, I really do like the wine. It was $6.99 is what I paid for it at Trader Joe's, and it was pretty decent. I liked it. It went well with just about everything on the plate here. Steak here that tonight went well with that. And it went well with the, this is both stir fry, by the way. And the chicken, it went well with the chicken. It went well with the, this was the unexpected cheddar with parm. It's kind of, I'm having to reach over here a little bit. It's across the table from me. And the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda, which with the Gouda, it was kind of interesting because the Gouda, even though it made it creamy, added another little dimension to the wine. It made the wine and the cheese taste a little sweeter, which I thought was interesting. Also, it went well with the cookie, although the cookie made it a little bit chewy, you know. The flavors were chewy, not the cookie, but the flavors were a little bit on the chewy side. I thought that was really interesting, and the chocolate added a little bit more to the wine. So I thought both were pretty interesting. I could finish this cookie with this wine, or vice versa. But overall, I like the wine. I think it's definitely worth the $6.99. So it's a good value for the wine. I don't know how long Trader Joe's has had it. Apparently a little while, but I do like it. I think it's a good one, and I'd give it a thumbs up on this particular wine. So I recommend it. Recommend trying it. Now, if you don't like dry reds, you might not like this wine too much because this is a very dry wine. There's some median tannin to the wine, and it is kind of bold. It's a little bit heavier and bolder than some might like. For me, I like some bold wines, not too bold. This isn't too bold. I've had some that were just too bold, and I didn't like them because just too much. This one I like. It's bold without being overly so to me. So overall, I like the wine. I think it's a pretty good buy. So I would recommend it. I would recommend this wine. So that would do it for the review this week. Trying to make sure I covered everything, didn't I? I think so. Anyone else have anything else before we go? Any other final thoughts? Any other final words? I'm going to let you have the last word on this. Brass Captain Crunch 1, glad to see you here tonight. And I hope you've been having a good time. And let's see. CM Cinder says she's waving. And great to see you here, CM Center. Look, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank Yadagami-sama for being here with me tonight on YouTube. And thank you for all your contributions to the chat. I really appreciate it and all your great comments. Thank you very much for being here. And to you and to your fiance. Here's to you both. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your Labor Day holiday. Have a great one. I want to thank everyone who's joined me and who is watching on Facebook, but not going to the chat. But thank you for joining me there. And on Twitch, thank you for everyone who is joining me on Twitch tonight, including CM Cinder and Tom Antio and Breast Captain Crunch 1 and everyone else who is watching. Thank you for being there tonight. And also on Odyssey, thank you for watching on Odyssey as well. And on Twitter, for those who are watching on Twitter, thank you for being here with me tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. I want to bring out one more person before we go. One more person. Persona. Another celebrity on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I think you know who it is. He is the official mascot on Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And he is none other than Roadkill Bill. And yes, Roadkill Bill, you got applause. Roadkill Bill, the official mascot of Drink with Rick. Now, why is he the mascot of Drink with Rick? Because he's Roadkill Bill. He has a backstory, by the way. Still working on it. We're going to show it one of these days. But he does have a backstory, and it's a sad story to tell indeed. Bill, well, he was a roadkill. The result of drunken driving. Actually, it was a result of Tommy's dog mostly, but the drunken driving doesn't help. Anyway, Billy has a message for everyone. And his message is, do not drink and drive. Yeah, that's... I hit all the wrong buttons, aren't I, Bill? Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't look at me that way. All right, so Bill's message is, do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your office, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Do not drink and drive. I beg of you, please think of those around you as well as yourself. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend. Just the best thing to do is just stay put. Please. It's not worth it. Don't text and drive either, because that's also dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. And I want you to have a great Labor Day. Please enjoy Labor Day. But most of all, I want you to have a safe one. Please stay safe on Labor Day and throughout this approaching week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.